From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Harris County law enforcement officers have a reason to smile this morning. They just scored a big pay raise. News 88.7's Tom Perumian fills us in. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. Passing on a 3-2 vote, Harris County has approved a new budget. At $2.8 billion, the county also avoids a $200 million deficit with creative cuts to unfilled positions. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the pay raise will allow his department to compete for talented officers to join the county sheriffs.
My sincere gratitude to Commissioners Garcia, Ramsey, and Briones, who made the tough but very necessary decision to make the largest single-year investment in Harris County law enforcement.
Commissioner Adrian Garcia says core services will not be cut. Meanwhile, Judge Lena Hidalgo had expressed concerns about potential cuts to flood control efforts to make up for the deficit.
All right, Tom. Fort Bend County also passed their $760 million budget earlier this week. Our Natalie Weber tells us more about the county's spending.
Although this year's budget increased by nearly 4%, the property tax rate will remain the same at about 42 cents per $100 of property valuation. Still, homeowners could see higher tax bills due to increased property values. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George cast the only vote against the budget. He says the budget has almost doubled since he first joined the commissioner's court in 2019.
I recognize the continued growth and development of our county, and I believe that fiscal responsibility must remain our top priority.
County Commissioner Andy Myers also expressed concerns about increased spending. Still, he said he would vote in favor of the budget as the county's deadline was quickly approaching. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
A Houston man could be sentenced up to 20 years in prison today after he was convicted of manslaughter. A jury will soon decide Tony Earle's sentence. He was convicted Tuesday for the killing of 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez back in 2022. Wendy Alvarez, the mother of the girl, testified how she was going to cash a check when Earle's fired a gun that unintentionally struck her daughter.
So now, it was a slap in the face that all of this happened for $20. When I had more money in my bank account and I could have saved my daughter.
Testimony Wednesday focused on Earl's other encounters with law enforcement, including an alleged fight with his stepson back in 2023. In sports, the Astros lost to the Athletics last night 6-0. Their chances of making the playoffs this year are rapidly dying down. Cleveland picked up another win yesterday over Detroit. There are now just 4 games remaining in the regular season. Houston will need to win them all. Seattle won the division yesterday in order to squeak in with a wild card. A flood advisory just expired down south and along the coast after heavy rain this morning. As for the rest of the day, mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.